Here are today's top stories. The water sewer tax had a test vote today in the Finance Committee at Chicago City Council. It passed easily after a robust argument about the use of the extra revenue. It's slated to pay for municipal workers' pensions. The mayor's budget office released the facts, and the revised payment graph looks a lot like the ramp on America Ninja Warrior. It starts off running and then gets really steep really quick, and then your friends and family are totally disappointed in your failures. But hey, who's worried about a $1 million payment in 40 years, 30 years, 20, 10, 5? Well, nobody cares. We'll all be governed by robots or all living on a new planet. So keep kicking the can down the road and pass the shrimp cocktail. Play some merengue. Donald Trump's under fire. What'd he say? Stop right there if you didn't see this one coming. But last night, he said that when briefed by intelligence officers, Trump could sense through their body language that they didn't agree with the White House policy. Several in the intelligence community have responded saying that wouldn't have happened because they're trained not to wink and nod like 15-year-old girls when given the briefings, and it's irresponsible to politicize intelligence. But Trump and surrogates insist that's what's happened. Was it like this? Here's the intel on ISIS. Obama, this is his real name, and the White House are taking this plan of action. Maybe that's how intelligence people talk. How do I know? I don't know. I'm not privy to that information. Hillary and her email snagged one nice little nugget. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell's email to Hillary Clinton was released. In this email, he describes in detail how to set up your email to get around the State Department, which is what Clinton was doing. So it essentially shows that this is how business in D.C. is done, and it may be a bit unfair to hold Hillary Clinton to a different standard. When asked to see all of Powell's AOL emails, he conveniently said that he didn't have them anymore, and then he went, ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. Wait, would any of those emails actually say, you know what, Powell, just go to the UN, hold up a couple vials, persuade them we got to go to war. It's oil, baby. It's oil. Also, awesome job. Patriots won again. But let's be honest. It really doesn't matter who did what with what server. It was Hillary Clinton. She could be in the same town as a murder, and we would all ask for her alibi. Just the way it is. Libertarian presidential candidate Gary Johnson made a big gaffe on a morning talk show saying he didn't know what Aleppo was. Aleppo, a city in Syria. Maybe he thought Aleppo was a hair growth product or something you would take for erectile dysfunction. Honey, maybe we should sit in the bathtubs in the yard after you take your Aleppo. Sounds about right. The FCC announced changes to cable regulation. They're considering a plan that would make cable companies offer up apps as opposed to renting cable boxes. So you would just download an app on your TV and be able to use Xfinity. When reached for comment, Xfinity said they would comment between 1 and 5 p.m. tomorrow. That's probably not going to happen either. In weather, less hot. But get this, a week from today, 60s. Savor the humidity, folks. Savor it. In sports, the NFL season kicks off tonight with a Super Bowl rematch between... I don't even remember who was in the Super Bowl. Broncos. Broncos and the Panthers. Former Northwestern Wildcat quarterback Trevor Siemian is new Peyton Manning in Denver. Sure, that's going to work out. The Bears open in Houston on Sunday. Redshirt freshman wide receiver Kevin White came up lame with a hamstring injury and was limited today in practice. We'll see how that progresses. The way the NFL injury report works, he'll either be ready for Sunday or out 8 to 12 weeks. Can't really tell. Limited. And you know what's more limited? Who's returning punts? I guess it's going to be Eddie Royal, who's returned 12 punts in the last 4 years. Yeah, you know what? No need for a Devin Hester return. Hester was picked up by the Ravens over the weekend, by the way. Maybe the Bears are just planning on letting other teams score and foregoing punts entirely? Like turnovers or touchdowns, arena football style? Maybe put up a net? You know? Maybe? I don't know. The Cubs and Sox are off today. No big deal. The magic number at 9 for the Cubs. The Sox, 430. The Cubs should be expecting a return of Pedro Whitecastle Strope soon, and Justin Grim Reaper is fine after being removed from last night's game. Stomach issues. Maybe he was eating Whitecastle before the game. Possible. And Jerry Reinsdorf will be inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame tomorrow. The Hall of Fame sent out his pitcher, surrounded by trophies, and the one in the middle is the Sox World Series trophy, which has nothing to do with basketball. But you know what? Trophy's a trophy. Trophy! Reinsdorf has 6 NBA championships to his name. And finally, a Florida man admitted to impersonating Senator Dick Durbin to get himself out of money troubles. I wonder if that could happen in the Senate with the national debt. Just somebody impersonate Senator Durbin. Anybody. do it and lop off a couple trillion. My bet, nobody would notice. That's the carryout for September 8th, 2016. Hey, we got a special tonight, pumpkin spice gyros. Get them while they're pumpkin-y.